You are listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast with Pet Business Coach Kristen Morrison, episode number 140.
Welcome to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast, where it's all about pet business challenges, real coaching, and real solutions to help you thrive in your pet business and in your life. And now, here's your host, Pet Business Coach Kristen Morrison.
As pet care professionals, your clients trust you to care for their furry family members. Pet Sitters Associates is here to help. For over 20 years, Pet Sitters Associates has provided thousands of members with quality pet care insurance. If you work in the pet care industry, or you want to make your passion for pets into a profession, you can take your career to the next level with flexible coverage options, client connections, and complete freedom in running your business. Learn why Pet Sitters Associates is the perfect fit for you and get a free quote today at PetSitLLC.com. Also, Pet Sitters Associates is offering Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listeners $15 off when you join today by using the discount code PODCAST at checkout. To find out more, go to the podcast show notes page at ProsperousPetBusiness.com/podcast140.
Hi, pet business owners. This is a different episode than you've heard in quite a while, and the next few episodes will be very similar to this in that I am not going to be coaching pet business owners for just a little while. If you are interested in signing up for a podcast coaching session, I would love to work with you though. You can apply and you can find the link in the show notes page. And you can also go to prosperouspetbusiness.com and you'll find the application there to apply to be coached on the podcast. So today we are going to be talking about productivity and in particular how to maximize productivity, because it's one thing to actually be productive. It's another thing entirely to maximize that productivity. So if you feel like you are running around in circles a lot of the time, if you feel like you don't know where to put your energy or attention, if you are wearing a lot of hats as a business owner, this productivity maximizing hack episode is going to help you. And I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm also excited to be letting you know that I'm going to be releasing some self-care webinars and workshops. They are happening this summer. So if you would like to find out more, you can go to the show notes page, which is prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast140. That's the number 140. And some of the topics will be anger release. A lot of pet business owners have challenges when it comes to storing up anger. Maybe something happened with a client, with a staff member, and you just shove it on down. But that anger has to come out somehow, somewhere. For some people, they release anger through cardio exercise. Others of you may practice some martial art where you're grunting a lot. I don't know what it is for you and how you release anger, but what can also be very powerful is consciously releasing anger so that it doesn't spill over into your daily life, into your business. And so you'll be finding out more about that workshop that's coming up, the anger release workshop, which I'm very excited about. There will also be a workshop for those of you interested in learning about and practicing breath work. So this is another way to release stored energy that is stuck in your body that you need to get out. And it's something that I've been practicing quite regularly since the pandemic, and it's made such a difference for me. So if you have no idea what breath work is, you're going to be finding out more about that. And it will also be an interactive class where you'll be participating in that. And I have a workshop facilitator who is very skilled at breath work, and he is fantastic. So he will be a guest speaker on that particular workshop. So that's a little bit about what's coming up. There's also, of course, monthly webinars and workshops happening that are completely business related. So those are happening soon, and you can find out more about those in the show notes page as well, prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast140. Okay, now we are going to be talking about productivity. If you are somebody who likes to take notes as you listen and learn, this would be a great episode to do that. I really want to encourage you to do that. That being said, if you just want to listen, let's say you're driving or you're walking a dog and you have no ability to take notes, that's fine too. Just let the information go into your brain and you'll be able to work with it beyond this podcast episode. So, the first thing you want to talk about when it comes to productivity is very basic, but it is absolutely crucial when it comes to productivity, and that is goal setting. And it's not just setting goals for the year, but it's really looking at what are your quarterly goals, let's say for the first quarter of this year, which is coming up very soon. If you're listening to this as it's being released, the other thing is monthly goals and weekly goals. So what I do is I create 10 annual goals in my business. And then from there, I create a number of quarterly goals. And then from the quarterly goal list, I create monthly goals. And then from the monthly goal list, I create weekly goals. So that really chunks it down in a way that is manageable. And I not only write those goals down, but I also put deadlines on them. And I put those goals in my calendar as well. So that is a productivity hack that I have been using for over 10 years that has really helped me accomplish a lot without feeling burned out, stressed out. And it really does help me create a blueprint and an outline for the year. So if you haven't done that yet, I want to encourage you to do that. You can find a booklet that I've created for goal setting in the show notes page. It's a goal setting workbook. So I will have a link to that on the show notes page, which again is prosperouspetbusiness.com/podcast140. So you can find out more, and that's an in-depth workbook that will begin to help you gain clarity on what you accomplished last year in your business and in your life. What were some disappointments? What were some achievements that you feel really great about? And what do you want to create going forward into this new year? We're already well into this new year. If you haven't written goals yet, I really want to encourage you to get that workbook, download it, and begin working on it. That's an actionable way that you can take what you're learning from this podcast and begin to apply it in your business and in your life. So, going back to goals, every Monday, I have a morning date with myself. And what I do is, let's say it's the middle of the month, or, you know, even like the second, if it's the second or third week of the month, then usually I'm not even really looking at my monthly goals except to create weekly goals from them. So in essence, I am looking at them, but I'm using that as a platform from which to dive off from in order to create some weekly goals. That being said, on my Monday morning date with myself, if it is the beginning of the month or the end of the month, then I am looking at the prior month and I am scoring that month on a scale of 0 to 100. How well did I do with my monthly goals? If I accomplished it completely, then it's 100%. If I did half of it, then it's 50%. And that gives me a lot of information in which to create the next monthly goal list. So the first or the end of the month, the first week of the month or the end of the month is all about really looking at how well I did in the prior month and creating new goals for that future month. And if it's in the middle of the month, then I am using that monthly goal list to create weekly goals. So I'm actually using the monthly goal list regardless to create weekly goals, because every week I create weekly goals. But I'm really going to be focused at the beginning and the end of the month about how well did I do on my monthly goals. So if that's something that you don't have in place yet, a Monday morning date with yourself, I want to encourage you to do that. Now, it may be that Sunday evening works better for you, or Sunday afternoon. Maybe it's more relaxed. You know that Mondays can be really hectic, especially if you're a pet sitter or a dog walker. It can be really hectic on Monday mornings. So that might not be the best day for you. It works well for me, but you have to figure out what works best for you in terms of creating a planning date for yourself. That's something that I would encourage you to begin to put on your calendar every week. And again, if it's the beginning of the month or the end of the month, to look at how well did you do on your goals for the prior month? And what do you need to bring forward in the new month that you didn't accomplish? And that's a way to really stay on track, to stay organized, and to be productive with your time and your energy. Now, a lot of business owners are multitaskers. I know I am. I'm raising my hand right now. That being said, multitasking is a really good way to not be productive because for me, when I'm multitasking, I am putting my energy in a lot of different areas, and that can cause a lot of challenge for me. So it's important, if you are not a great multitasker, and most people aren't, to really look at that and to begin to focus on how can I really spotlight different tasks that I have, things that I need to do going forward that can really make a difference for you so that your energy isn't dispersed in a number of different areas, in a number of different ways, and on a number of different tasks. Because if your energy is spread out on a number of different tasks, it's going to be really hard to laser focus your energy and to do the best that you can do on that particular task. So, one thing that a lot of people do who have items on their to-do list that they really don't want to do is they put it at the bottom of the list, or they put it at the bottom of their mental list. Maybe it's at the top of their actual list, but they're aware of that difficult task, they're avoiding it. And if that is you, I want to encourage you to do an experiment, which is put the tough tasks first. And what that will do is it will get all of that resistance energy, that procrastination energy, out of the way. It takes it off the picture for you. It takes it out of your mind, out of your life, and it will give you more energy, more focus for the other tasks that are easier, as well as it will give you all of your energy for those difficult tasks. So I know how hard that can be to get over that hurdle. One thing that I use in my business and personally too is something called FocusMate. It is a co-working video platform that is very inexpensive. It's under $10 a month for unlimited sessions. In fact, as I'm recording this podcast, I am on a FocusMate video session right now. My FocusMate person is named Mohit. I don't even know where he's located, but we did a little check-in at the beginning. My mic is off. His mic is off. So I'm able to record this podcast for you right now. And as of now, we have a 25-minute session set up, and I have 10 minutes more until the bell goes off, and then we do a little checkout. So FocusMate is one of the biggest gifts that I discovered for myself and my business during the pandemic.
As a pet business owner, your day is packed with appointment prep, consultations, and calls with pet parents. You don't have hours to spend on bookkeeping or scheduling. Good news, you can cut that time in half with PocketSuite. PocketSuite is the all-in-one app for pet professionals, including dog trainers, groomers, pet sitters, dog walkers, and more. We'll handle your day-to-day tasks like scheduling appointments, collecting payments, and following up with clients. It's like having a personal assistant on your phone. It's time to upgrade from your paper planner. Get set up in just a few clicks. Plus, we offer an exclusive white glove service where you get a dedicated account manager to help set up your features and answer questions. Are you ready to put your pet business on autopilot? Download the PocketSuite app today in the App Store or Google Play to see why thousands of pet professionals choose PocketSuite to run their business. In addition to a 30-day free trial, as a Prosperous Pet Business Podcast listener, we are giving you a $50 discount on an annual plan. This means you can focus on providing A-plus service for just $18 a month.
I used to be a very productive focused person. And during the pandemic, I found that it was really hard for me to focus. I don't quite know what the difference was for me, but there was something about it being the pandemic and I think feeling a little lost. You know, business slowed down a lot. A lot of you business owners took a break from coaching. You know, prior to that, I just had a ton of coaching clients. And then due to the fact that a lot of you were struggling in your business, you needed to take a break from coaching, which was totally understandable. What that did is it created a big vacuum and a void in my schedule. I had all this time and I didn't know how and where to put my energy since a lot of you were no longer coaching with me. That being said, that's shifted dramatically now. I now have a steady roster of coaching clients, but I still rely on FocusMate because I find that it helps me stay focused, stay productive. So you will find information on FocusMate in the show notes page. I don't get anything for recommending it, but I love it so much that I love to recommend it because it makes such a difference. Now, the founder of FocusMate, I reached out to him and said, I have all of these pet business owners who would love to be part of a FocusMate group so that they can get matched with pet business owners if there's a pet business owner who signed up for that particular session and time, and would you be available to create a Prosperous Pet Business FocusMate group? And the founder said yes. So you will find a link to that in the show notes page, and you can be a part of that. And if I or a pet business owner is signed up at the time that you want to sign up, then you will get matched with one of us. So that would be really fun. I've met with some of you kind of spontaneously for a FocusMate session, and it's just been such a joy to get to connect with you. So going back to doing the tough tasks first, this is especially important if these are difficult tasks that you are resisting, to batch similar tasks. So what do I mean by that? Let's say you know you need to check email. So what I would do is I would recommend, in terms of batching email tasks, that you not only read the email, but you commit to yourself to responding to the emails that you read if the emails require a response. That way, when you're diving into email, you're really diving heartily into it and you actually get it done. Because what can happen is you read the email, you say, oh, I'm going to respond to it later, and then you completely forget, or it's hanging over your head and you know you need to do it and you're resisting it, right? So just do it. So batch similar tasks so that you can kind of leapfrog from one to the other. So as I mentioned, email being an example of not only reading it, but actually responding to it. That will save you so much time and energy, not only in your schedule, but mental energy, which is so important. And speaking of mental energy and letting go of mental energy, get rid of distractions. So what does that look like? It means creating a clean and clear workspace. It means turning off notifications on your phone, on your computer. It means putting the phone in another room if you're working on your computer so that you're not being pulled in a number of different directions. Another really important productivity hack is learning to say no. If you have read my How to Recover from Pet Business Burnout book, you know that there is a whole page on scripts of how to say no. There are a number of ways to say it. Very rarely will you ever say, if somebody asks you to do something, very rarely will you just simply say, no, I can't do that. Usually you're going to want to add something to it, not only because it's the polite thing to do, but because, you know, there are different ways to say it that will actually create an open door rather than to shut a door. So if you have that book, I want to encourage you as an action step from listening to this podcast that you go to the How to Recover from Pet Business Burnout book and you go to that page. I don't know the page offhand, but if you have that book, you'll be able to go through the chapters and you will see where it's located. And that would be something that I would really encourage you to do. Another thing, some of you find that music helps you be more productive, while others, like myself, find that having music creates a distraction. So if you're someone where music really helps you be productive, I want to encourage you to listen to something called bilateral beats. That can really help you be more productive. It creates a steady flow. It's almost like a heartbeat in the background of the music that can help you be calm, centered, collected, and to really help you be more productive and accomplish more as you go about your tasks while you're listening to it. So there will be some links in the show notes page for you to find music that can help you be more productive if you're someone who listens to music. So another productivity method is the Pomodoro technique. And that works really well with FocusMate, actually, because with FocusMate, you can do 25-minute sessions or 50-minute sessions or 75-minute sessions. So I typically do a 25-minute session, which is very typical for the Pomodoro technique. What that technique is it's working solid for 25 minutes, and then you get a 5-minute break. And then you work for another 25 minutes, and then another 5-minute break. And preferably, you get up during that 5 minutes. Maybe you take a walk if you have a dog. Maybe you take your dog outside for a quick potty break. Or you take yourself outside to just smell the flowers or look at the sky. Or I don't know what you would do, but anything that gets you up and moving away from your desk, away from your workspace, and really allows you to come back in order to fully focus. And you will find out more about that in the show notes page as well. I will include a link to find out more about the Pomodoro technique so you can read more about that on your own. It's really important if you have tasks that you don't enjoy or you're not good at to delegate them, because if there are tasks that you don't enjoy or not good at, it's going to take maybe twice, maybe even 3 times or 4 times as long as it would somebody else who can actually accomplish that, right? So that'll save you a lot of time and energy and help you be more productive with the things that you enjoy, with the things you're good at. Usually those two go hand in hand. When we enjoy something, we're usually good at it. That's not always the case, but it often is. So the other thing that I want to recommend, we're almost done here, is to use website blockers. So one is a Facebook newsfeed eradicator. You can just search for that online and you can do that. And what that will do is if you go to Facebook, then if you have that app set up, that plugin, you will not be able to see your newsfeed. You will not be able to read what your friends and family are doing, which kind of takes us down the rabbit hole, doesn't it? But what you will be able to do is search for certain people or post things on your own Facebook that might be business related and might be more productivity related. So that can be something that you can use. You can disable it when you want to see your newsfeed. Another app that's really, really great is called Forest. And that is an app that will help you not tune into the social media apps. So it's kind of similar to the Facebook newsfeed eradicator, but it won't even let you log in to Facebook. Whereas if you get a plugin for Facebook newsfeed eradicator, you will be able to go into Facebook, but you won't be able to see anything in your newsfeed, but you can search for people. So it depends on how much kind of security you need in terms of not going onto Facebook or the other social media apps. You know, when I say security, it's like, how much of a babysitter do you need? And don't beat up on yourself if you're somebody that needs a babysitter. A lot of us do, myself included, when it comes to social media. And these tools have really helped me create a real way of being able to be on them without them sucking my energy and my time and my attention. So another really important productivity hack, if you don't already have one, is to get an administration software. And what that will do is that'll help you really streamline the way that you run your business. So you may have noticed that a sponsor of this episode is PocketSuite, and you can find out more about them by going to the show notes page. And that's a fantastic low-cost alternative to be able to put your data in a software system that can actually streamline your client list. You can invoice clients. You can do all the things that matter to you in terms of running your business. So that's something that I highly recommend if you don't already have it. If you do already have it and you're not maximizing your admin software to the best of your ability or its ability, I want to encourage you to find out how to really begin to work with it. Learn new ways of working with it so it will actually help you even more than it already is. So, two more things. Work in short bursts. So going back to the Pomodoro method, there's something really powerful about working in short bursts rather than forcing yourself to sit down at your desk and work for 2 hours. Like, that is not a way to get things done. You're going to feel resentful, most likely. You're going to feel exhausted, perhaps, at the end of those 2 hours. But rather, it's kind of like thinking about if productivity and your work is a marathon, you're going to do slow and steady to win the race. So the short bursts are really going to help, where you're working on something, focused, completely present, and then you're taking a break. You're letting your mind wander. You know, maybe you're even dancing for 5 minutes or moving your body in some way. It's just so important to be able to give yourself short bursts of working and then a break. Short bursts and then a break. And finally, create a comfortable workspace. You are worth it. So it's funny, I was working with a Focusmate person earlier today, and for each Focusmate person, they have a profile so you can read about them and, you know, what they're doing in the next session and all of that. And this woman that I was working with, her profile said, I'm either going to be in an uncomfortable office chair squirming because I'm so uncomfortable, or I'm going to be happily sitting at my kitchen table with sunlight spilling on me. And I thought, why don't you work all the time at your kitchen table? Unless she's somebody that has to go into an actual office, which it was really clear that that wasn't the case for her. So we get to choose as self-employed people where we work and how we work, and whether that workspace is comfortable or not. And so I want to encourage you today to really take a look at your workspace and see how you could make it more comfortable, more enjoyable, maybe even more visually satisfying and beautiful and soothing, whatever you can do to make yourself feel better as you're working, because that has impact on our productivity level, the quality of our work, and especially in our work happiness. I wish you a beautiful day or evening, wherever you're at in the world. Take good care. Bye.
Did you know that in addition to coaching pet business owners on this podcast, Kristen Morrison also offers private, one-on-one business and life coaching sessions, as well as group online classes? Kristen's rapid-fire private coaching sessions will help you get the answers to your most important business and life questions. Rapid-fire sessions are 25 or 50 minutes. If you have one or two specific questions or business issues, this is a fast way to get you pointed in the right direction. Kristen also offers Best Year Yet coaching to help you create an empowering roadmap of 10 business or life goals for the next 12 months. You'll learn how to set powerful monthly and weekly action steps to keep you on track to accomplish even your biggest goals. You can start Best Year Yet coaching at any time of the year. The Best Year Yet starter package includes a 2-hour private coaching session with Kristen and goal setting and tracking software to help you stay on top of your goals all year long. Or if you'd like to book a vacation and experience a day of private coaching, you can take your business and life to the next level with an immersive coaching experience when you book a VIP coaching day with Kristen Morrison in either California or Hawaii. When you book a VIP coaching day, you'll receive customized business and life coaching with Kristen as your guide. You'll also learn what you need to find and hire great staff or attract profitable clients or customers, or both. With a VIP coaching day, you'll receive a full day of customized coaching to help you get unstuck in your business and your life, plus a lot more. If you'd like to spend a full day with Kristen and learn how to leap over your roadblocks and create systems and strategies that enable you to work on your business instead of in your business, the VIP coaching day is for you. In addition to private coaching, Kristen teaches live webinars and online workshops. These classes enable you to watch, listen, and learn from wherever you're at in the world. If you're not able to attend the live class date, simply sign up and you'll automatically receive the recording the day after the class. New webinars and workshops are added to the website monthly. The VIP coaching days, private coaching sessions, and monthly group classes give you many options to take your business and life to a new level of growth, satisfaction, and profitability. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. That's prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow. Or go to this episode's show notes page to find out more about Kristen's private coaching and online classes to begin transforming your pet business or personal life right now. To find out more, go to prosperouspetbusiness.com/grow.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperous Pet Business Podcast. It would be great if you would take a moment to write a quick review on iTunes. For any questions, comments, or pet business coaching topics you would like to hear on future podcasts, please visit us at www.prosperouspetbusiness.com or www.sixfigurepetbusinessacademy.com.